Live Creative Now, episode 83.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, and author of The Creative Sandbox Way, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which is a lie, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive, and it's how you change the world. Last week, in episode 82, I shared with you a TED-style talk that I gave at Patty Dye's Life as a Verb Camp the day before my 50th birthday, entitled, So You Want to Change the World? Go Get Creating, totally relevant to my little intro, right? And also so incredibly apropos today's episode, episode 83, because today, the day that I'm recording this, if you are listening, it's actually the day before you're listening, if you're listening the day that the episode goes live on Wednesday, November 16th, today I launched my brand new book, my first book, The Creative Sandbox Way. I'm recording this on Tuesday, November 15th, launch day, which is day one of my week-long launch party. This is so typical of me. Did I decide to do a one-day launch party like, you know, a smart person would do? No, I decided to do a week-long launch party. My God, I'm such an overachiever. Anyway, if you are listening on the day that the podcast goes out, which is Wednesday, 6 a.m. Pacific time, when I am hopefully still asleep, the book officially launched yesterday because we can time travel with podcasts. And now it's day two of my week-long launch party. And you are in luck because you have access to six more days. And in fact, you actually have access to day one of the launch party too, because what's happening for the launch party is that I am doing Facebook Live streaming thingies that, you know, they're called Facebook Lives over on Facebook. And they are supposed to show up on my Facebook page, my business page, which is facebook.com/livingacreativelife. There was a technical glitch, so that didn't happen. But you can go to my personal profile, which is, oh gosh, now I'm going to have to confirm this. But let me confirm this right now. You can hear me clicking. facebook.com/melissa.dinwiddie. Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A dot Dinwiddie, D-I-N-W-I-D-D-I-E. And my Facebook Lives are all public. I have the settings set to be public, so you can watch them. I am also going to do my best to fix whatever the whatever the technical glitch is that was preventing them from showing on my Facebook page. But regardless of whether you can join me live, they are all recorded, so you can hop on over to Facebook and watch them after the fact and read all the comments. Now, here's the really cool, fun thing. I share stuff in the Facebook Lives. Today, I performed my Creative Sandbox Way Guideposts song with my ukulele, which is my 10 guideposts from my Creative Sandbox Way, which I go into in depth in my book, The Creative Sandbox Way. I wrote a song about them. So I performed that song on the Facebook Live video thing. And I talked about some of those concepts, and I answered some questions that people left in the comments. And I'm going to be doing that all week long. I'm going to be talking about concepts from the book, answering questions. I might be sharing some art techniques. I'm kind of improvising as I go because I love to improvise. And I also have every single day, I'm going to be sharing a secret webpage with a quote unquote metaphorical party bag, a little free goodie that you can download or partake in without, you know, without having to give me an email or anything like that. It's just a free giveaway. And on the same page, there's also another giveaway that is like a drawing where you can enter with your name and email. And I will announce the winner of each day's giveaway on the next day's Facebook Live launch party live stream. I hope that makes sense. Leave it to me to make it like overcomplicated. Anyway, that is what I'm doing. So every day, today is Tuesday as I'm recording it, but today, if you're listening on podcast publication day, is Wednesday. So it's day two. And if you would like to join me live, hop on over to livecreativenow.com/083, which is the number of this episode. And I will post the schedule of when I will be going live on Facebook. Check my business page, facebook.com/livingacreativelife. And if you can't find it there, check my personal profile, facebook.com/melissa.dinwiddie. And again, I will include links to both of those over at livecreativenow.com/083. Okay, so that is what is happening for the launch. The most important thing, since this is a launch designed to celebrate the launch of my book, the most important thing is to check out the book, which I really hope that you will check out and hopefully buy, because I want it to change your life. The concepts in the book have changed my life, and they have changed the lives of so many people. These are concepts that got me out of just so much stuck resistance, creative constipation, misery. And I've developed them over many, many years, and they've just made an enormous difference in my life. And I turned them into a little tiny e-course called Creative Sandbox 101 many years ago that over 1,000 people have gone through at this point. And that e-course, then I expanded into the book. So the book is much more than the e-course, and it's portable. So you can carry it with you. And it's designed to be created in. It's designed to be drawn in, doodled in, colored in, written in. It's designed for you to make messes right in the book. And over at creativesandboxway.com, you will find a whole bunch of bonus goodies that you can get if you buy the book during launch week. More bonuses the more books you buy. And also, you can download for free, no opt-in required, a sample, 50 pages of the book to see what it's like. So you can see what you're getting before you buy the book. Now, you can also go over to Amazon and check it out there. And they now have on Amazon that look inside feature where you can poke around inside the book and see what's there. But the first 50 pages you can download as a PDF. And again, that's at creativesandboxway.com. There's just a link right up close to the top of the page. Just click that link, download it, and you're good to go. All right, so that is the launch. Now, the rest of what I wanted to share today is a peek behind the scenes of the reality of life during at this juncture of time. So I have just spent the past several weeks, about close to 3 months, intensely working on birthing a book, from finding an editor and gathering together content that was in various stages of being written, writing new content, slashing content, restructuring content, creating, figuring out the form, what the form of this book was going to be, then putting that together in a Microsoft Word document, then putting that, figuring out how that was going to be formed into a physical format, deciding on the dimensions, deciding on the margins, the font, deciding to do hand lettering for all of the headings, the chapter headings, the subtitles and all of that, the pull quotes, all of the design decisions and all of those things, deciding on all of the illustrations and putting all of the, making all the interior design, making all that of that happen, does the cover design, then making all of this, putting all of this together, creating the digital file that would become the physical book, then creating all of the quote-unquote digital assets. What an innocuous word or term for all of the hours and hours and hours of work that went into creating the websites and the emails and all the pieces and parts of what you will experience if you purchase the book and access the extras page that is inside the book. There's a special URL inside the book where you can access a whole bunch of extra content that doesn't fit in the book itself, either because it's designed to be digital, either it's audio or it's video, or it just didn't quite fit in the context of the book, or whatever. I made a special page to contain that stuff. And then there's also bonus content for people who buy during launch week. And people get different access depending on whether they buy one book or three books or 10 books or whatever, and putting all of that together. And then they get a different email depending on what number of books they buy. So many pieces and parts, and my head feels like it has been in a blender. All this is to say, I got up from a 2-hour nap about 2 hours ago. My hair, I look kind of like a redheaded Smurf right now because I have a bed head. I am so exhausted. It has not been in any way, shape, or form a normal day. I have a morning ritual, which I talk about in one of my earlier podcasts. I cannot for the life of me remember which episode. I've spoken about my morning ritual in a couple of episodes, at least two different episodes. And my morning ritual continues to evolve because we as humans continue to evolve and change. And ideally, we are continuing to look at what works for us and tweak things so that they continue to work better as our needs evolve and change, right? I did not do my morning ritual at all this morning because I woke up and instead of doing my best to avoid my cell phone, because when I look into my cell phone first thing, it sucks me right into distraction mode, which is not useful if you want to actually get focused work done, which is the most important thing that I do want to get done in my life. Today, the most important thing to me was to make sure that the people who bought the book and followed the steps to get access to their bonuses got access to their bonuses. And the way it's set up, a lot of it's automated, but there's one step that is not possible. I haven't figured out a way to automate it. So every hour or so, I have to go in and see who has applied, you know, who's bought the book and forwarded their receipt and submitted their information. And then I have to add them by hand into my mailing list system according to how many books they purchased, because that determines which email they get so that they can get access to the right membership level of their free goodies. Anyway, I wanted to do that right away so that people would get access as soon as possible. And the whole day has been completely just like I'm on this like hamster wheel. And this weird hamster wheel day is coming at the end of a very, very weird week. First, I turned 50 while I was out of town at a wonderful event, but very off of my normal routine. And then I came home to an election, which is always a weird thing. An election is always an unusual event, right? And this particular election really threw me off. Regardless how you voted, it's thrown a lot of people into turmoil. It's brought up a lot of feelings and a lot of fear. And as a Jew and a woman, it's who is an ally to human beings who are very much disrespected by the person who was elected. It's brought up a lot of feelings. And so that's thrown a lot of things into turmoil. And not everybody on my mailing list wants me to talk about those things. This is the reality of life. It's messy, man. It's messy. You have a wedding or a birthday or a book launch, and life does not stop. Life does not make a nice, tidy little pocket for you to have your special moment. It keeps throwing stuff at you. And so what do? You have to figure out how to keep slogging and learn to keep celebrating the joyous things to celebrate, even in the midst of having, you know, mud and crap slung at you. You know, it reminds me of, I was not planning on telling this story, but when I was 27, I got engaged for the first time. And my fiance's mother was terminally ill at the time with Lou Gehrig's disease. It was incredibly tragic. It was so, so painful and awful and horrifying to see her decline so quickly. It was just devastating. And his family, not surprisingly, was really distraught. And their response, which was a very human one, was they did not want to celebrate in any way. They wanted to close off, which I can completely understand. Their response was basically, and this is a vast simplification, but their response was, how can you possibly want to do something celebratory in the midst of this terrible tragedy? Now, I had dreams and fantasies of a Cinderella wedding, I confess. The dress, the, you know, fancy, the flowers, the catering, the everything. It was like all my dreams for a relationship, for whatever, were just like condensed into this wedding. It was not healthy at all. But that was the reality at the time. Giving you a very embarrassing but true snapshot of my life. And I had this deep, deep need for you know, I didn't want to have a courthouse wedding or a wedding, you know, in the family living room with just immediate family. My family's response to that tragedy, which was also a human response, not better than his family's response, but a human response as well, was, thank God we have something to celebrate in the midst of this devastating tragedy. Now, this led to some massive conflicts, as you can imagine, because our family's responses were so wildly different and not at all in alignment. It's not a big surprise that that relationship didn't last. All this is to say, I think, I don't know, this is my perspective. Your perspective may be very different. I choose intentionally. I choose to focus where I can on the celebrations. I choose that. I choose that. It is very easy to focus on the what's the opposite of celebrations? I'm so brain dead. I'm so tired. To focus on the negative only, to focus on the despair. It's very easy to do that. And for much of my life, quite honestly, that was where a lot of my focus was. And I have made the intentional decision to put my energy toward the positive. That's why this book came out, really, because I am choosing to put my energies on joy and celebration. And you know what? God, my life is so much better now. It's so much better and so much happier and so much more joyful and so much more full color because I give myself permission for joy, permission to be happy. Even though we all are surrounded by terror, fear, sadness, devastation, loss every day, just by virtue of being alive on this planet, we are. There's no escaping that. But we have a choice. We have a choice. And you were born entitled to create. When you were born, you started babbling, la, 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 ga, 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 and were intrigued by the sound of your own voice and by the movements of your hands and your feet and by, you know, quickly, you know, color that you could find and create. These things were just, you just were automatically entitled to that. You knew it. You were always entitled to it. You were born entitled to it. That entitlement is yours. And that sense of entitlement may have been stripped away from you, but that actual entitlement never went away. And I want to help you reclaim it. And that's what this book is all about. It's a start. It's like entitlement 101, creative entitlement 101. So, launch day. Let's celebrate. Let's focus on the good while we at the same time do what we can to help relieve whatever the bad is that we see in the world, right? Okay. I'm super tired. I can feel myself getting up on a soapbox that I don't really want to be getting up on right now. So I hope that you'll join me for the rest of launch week. Join me over on Facebook. Check out livecreativenow.com/083 for the schedule and for the links directly to my Facebook business page and my Facebook profile, where you'll be able to see those Facebook lives, whether you join me live or whether you watch the videos after the fact. Either one is completely fine. Grab all the freebies, buy the book, Go to creativesandboxway.com to see what all the bonuses are and take advantage of those. And I hope to see you inside the Creative Sandbox Way special Facebook group that I created just for other Creative Sandbox Way readers. Thanks for listening. And yeah, I'll see you next week and go get creating. Mwah.
Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.